What type of boats do believers want to go on? It's not canoes. Discipleship and worship. Thank you, thank you. Okay.
It was great to join together with our Chandler Mowat neighbors last night for our community supper. Thanks to everyone who served at the meal, and special thanks to Chef Amanda for preparing the delicious meal.
Our annual general meeting will be on Sunday, March 2nd. Please save the date for this important meeting in the life of our church.
This morning, we are continuing our series on caring for our souls. Let's listen together as we read from Scripture. Sing joyfully to the Lord, your righteous. Praise the Lord, make music to him. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all he does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of unfailing love. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry hosts by the breath of his mouth.
That was from Psalm 33. And then Genesis 2 is this account of the heavens and the earth when they were created, when the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Now no shrub had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant had yet sprung up. For the Lord God had not sent rain on the earth, and there was no one to work on the ground. But streams came up from the earth and watered the whole surface of the ground. Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. So as those talked about breathing, I thought that I'd share a breathing strategy that's really worked for me and my anxieties. It's called square breathing. I'd learned a lot about it in youth a few years ago. And what it is so you breathe in, like inhale for 4 seconds, so like 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you hold that breath for 4 seconds, so you just kind of stay there quietly. And then you exhale for another 4 seconds, and then you finally wait until the next breath for another 4 seconds. And so it's always just about the number 4, and like a square has 4 sides, so works out that way. But it really helps me, especially when I'm trying to relax or go to bed and just be quiet and still. And so I recommend that when you want to breathe mindfully and like breathe like quietly, you can try that out for yourself. So now we're on to the prayer. So
let's pray. God, who is active and full of life, thank you that you are here with us this morning. Thank you that you are here with us. We are singing, laughing, crying, and worrying. Thank you that you give us tools that draw us close to you. Thank you that you lead us beside and refreshing waters. Teach us this morning new things about you. Amen.
The kids can go to kids zone now. Oh, never mind.
Kids, we want you here for this important part in the life of our church. Thank you, Ben and Olivia. I so appreciate the effort that you put into bringing us some good jokes and telling something from your personal lives, and to know that these are the things that are forming in youth group, relationships and ways to calm our anxious beings and focus on God. So thank you both. I'm going to invite Rocco and Andrew and Wazir to come forward. It's a day of celebration in the Gathering Church where we welcome Rocco into a new role on the staff team as interim pastoral support. So Rocco will be joining the staff team for 10 hours a week for a one-year interim period. And it gives us time to, as a congregation, discern some next steps in our ministry team. And more than that, it allows us as a church to have Rocco's wisdom and his gifts of leadership and some extra work from a staff perspective. So I personally am delighted to welcome Rocco. I've joked with him this week that we're pulling him out of retirement and we'll be gentle on him. And as you do as a wonderful Gathering Church, I invite you to extend a warm welcome to Rocco over the next weeks into this new role. So Rocco, we're really delighted. I'm going to let Wazir begin to lead us, and then together we'll say a welcoming litany.
Thank you, Catherine. Good morning, Gathering Church.
We are thankful to God that he has provided faithful and gifted people to do the work of the gathering church. Today we welcome Rocco with gladness and encouragement to the role of interim pastoral support. We celebrate this new beginning of Rocco and the gathering church. Please join in offering prayer. Welcome to Rocco by reading the words on the screen together. Ourselves to pray for Rocco as we offer him our support new ministry. As Rocco assumes responsibility, fill him up with your spirit, give him wisdom, and grant him your strength.
May your presence always guide him. God, we invite you to teach him, his eyes to see your love, your ways and your direction, his mouth to speak your truth, your love and your encouragement, his hands to serve, create, and nurture us and the community around us, his feet to walk alongside us. Show him the things most needed in our church and community.
With Rocco's leadership in this season,
may the gathering church grow in faith, wisdom, service, and love.
Amen.
I have sensed a strong calling from God to ministry in this place at this time. I'm grateful to God for this opportunity to serve the church in a new way. I value this congregation and the many ways you have already welcomed me into leadership and service. I commit myself to serving you in the role of interim pastoral support with prayer and God's guidance. Just a little side note, that's my title. I'm interim pastoral support. We kind of had fun with that one. I look forward to walking with you on our journey together over the next year. I will encourage and support Ellen, Ruth, Marlene, and Catherine as we walk together as your staff team. It is with a joyful spirit and a humble heart that I serve the church in this new way. I commit to minister with integrity, compassion, and respect for each of you. I ask for your prayers in this new venture, just as you know that you are in mine.
We're just going to say a prayer for Rocco here. Everybody bow their heads, please. God of guidance and care, today we begin a new segment of our faith journey here with the gathering as we welcome Rocco to the role as interim pastoral support. We're grateful for Rocco and the gifts and the spirit he brings to this role and the time and life of the gathering. May God bless Rocco and us and lead us to embark on an interim journey. May we welcome this as time of learning and growth as God's Spirit continues to prepare and guide us for the future mission of the ministry of the Gathering Church. Together, may we continue to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with God. Amen.
And now the kids are dismissed with Ellen.
As the kids head out, you're welcome to stand and join us in continuing our songs of worship this morning.
No plows are out there shoveling themselves out, so thank you for being here this morning. How is your soul this morning? A1, says Hans. I love it. Good to have A1 souls. Thanks, Hans. And have you had conversations with your soul this week? If you've been speaking to your soul, what have you been saying to your soul? Be still, my soul. Know that God is with you. Or maybe your soul is saying, I want to rejoice. I want to bless the Lord with my whole soul. As we continue our morning, our series, talking about caring for our soul, we're going to speak this morning about breath. And it was so lovely that Olivia already began to say how she actively uses breath to bring her to a place of calm, a centeredness within herself, a centeredness with God. So this morning we're going to talk about our souls being active and us joining our souls and seeking ways that we might find our centeredness, our belonging, our peace with God. Deuteronomy 4 says, "But if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul." And so today the soul, we talk about it being active, something that we engage with. The soul seeks to find God. And again, we're going to do that by looking at the way God gave us this beautiful instrument called our breath. And we're going to learn about breath through a couple different ways. We're going to begin our morning listening to a video. It's a Numa video. They were created probably 15 years ago, but this is a video that I just have returned to often in my life. So we're going to watch about 8-minute video, and then we're going to do some exercises with our breath together. So Ryan, we're good to go. Thank you. I'm going to invite Brianne forward. Brianne professionally is a psychotherapist, and in her own life and in the life of her client, she does breath work. I've learned a lot about Brie, how her connectedness with God, how her welcomeness of God extends peace within herself, and then she uses that to extend that peace and that hope for peace for clients and those around her. So Brie is going to invite our souls to be active this morning in this beautiful breath work that we're going to do together as a reminder that God is breath within us. Thanks, Brie.
A lot of you here don't really know me very well, and my own journey. But years ago, I was struggling with my own mental health. And everybody had, you know, medication and answers and all of these different things that they wanted me to do. And what I found, actually, was that it was my breath. It was the only way for me to connect with myself, because it was the only thing that was happening right now in this present moment. When my mind was racing and worrying about the things that were going to happen in the future or ruminating on things that happened in the past, my breath. It was always there. No matter where I went, no matter who I was with, I could count on my breath. As I focused on my breath, I was able to go deeper. And this breath actually allowed me to connect with something that was greater than me. And I needed that. I needed to feel safe. I needed to feel loved. I needed to feel calm and held. And my breath allowed me to do that. It seemed to become an exchange between me and God. I was always breathing the air that God so beautifully provided for me and for you and for everybody. And I was breathing out to share the parts of me with the earth, with the people around me. And if we think right now as we sit here, even though we're not talking, we're all breathing. We're all sharing and exchanging together. We breathe in what the person beside us breathes out, and we can breathe out the things that we need to let go of. I realized that everything was always changing, moving in and out. Nothing was constant. No matter where I was in my head, something was going to change. And that brought me a lot of peace. I began to see this as God's way of speaking to me. The more I connected with my breath, the easier it was to calm my mind and to hear God's word. Instead of the words of my anxious mind, the one that was filled with doubt and unmet expectations, my mind became clear, calm, and filled with loving words from God. This I recognized as my soul. It was my core, my spirit. It was the part of me that was connected to God. I began my journey of listening to God from my soul rather than my ego. I know when I'm listening from my soul because there is no anxiety, no expectations or racing thoughts. Instead, it is calm, clear, and open. Our breath is truly our prayer. And so today, I'm going to guide you in a 5-minute breathwork meditation. When we're doing this, I would really, really invite you to think about what is it? What is it that you need to hear from God? For me, I will simply say, God, open my heart to your word. But maybe there's something bigger for you, or maybe there's something specific that you're looking for. And I would just invite you to take a moment just to explore that. What is it that you need to hear from him today? And place that on your heart. When we're focusing on our breath, and we're sitting here today, I would invite you to have an open posture. That could be your hands open, hands on your legs. I personally love to place my hand on my heart. I learned actually just recently that when we place our hand on our heart, it releases the same neurochemicals, oxytocin, as if we're having a hug. So I like to think about it as a hug from God. So I always like to place my hand here, but if that's not comfortable for you, I invite you just to have an open posture. I would invite you to close your eyes or just a soft gaze if you don't feel comfortable with that. And just taking a moment to notice your breath. Noticing how the air feels on its way in and again on its way out. Breathing deep into our core. Breathing in as a way to open and invite God in, and breathing out as a way to exchange or let go of what we don't need. You're going to notice that your mind wanders. It's going to go to all these places. And I would just invite you to notice those thoughts and gently bring your focus back to your breath. In and out. Noticing how hard this is to just be. As you breathe, gently noticing the calmness, the slowness. This beautiful in and out exchange. And as you gently bring your awareness back to the room, keeping your eyes closed, but starting to notice. Noticing how the air feels as you breathe it in and as you breathe it out. Whenever you feel ready, gently opening your eyes and taking a moment to sit with the breath and reflect. Let your breath be your prayer.
In Psalm 23, scripture says, God makes me lie down in green pastures. God leads me beside quiet waters, and he refreshes my soul. And oftentimes we're not able to get out to those pastures or beside a literal stream, but we have our breath, as Brianne talked about this morning, that we can go to and find that refreshment of God. And so as we've been talking this series about caring for our souls, this is a practical, our breath is right there with us always. Something as Brie and I met about this, she talked about that if I'm still feeling concern or worry or thinking all around, I haven't yet found that place where I'm connected to God. And that's been a beautiful exercise for me over the last 2 weeks to say, oh, God, you're calling me to this. I'm using my hands to say deeper, but it could be in my mind or in my heart or just in the stillness of me, that if there's things that are still causing me to scatter in my mind or in my being, I'm not yet there with God. I'm still thinking on my own thoughts. And so it's been good to take that time to pause, to go into a deeper stillness than maybe I'm familiar with, and to rest there with God and to let God speak. So, Bree, thank you for teaching our souls an active way of doing this connection with God. And we're so grateful for your time this morning. Let's pray, and the band can come up. God, thank you just for two teachings this morning, that your breath is poured within us, that we breathe you in, that you are present, that you are stillness, that you are peace. You say, come to me and I will cast out anxieties on your behalf. Come to me with heavy burdens and I'll give you a lighter way. So God, thank you that we can know your presence deep within and all around, within our souls, through our breath. Thank you, God, that you are a generous God. Thank you, God, that you are active. Thank you, God, that you desire so much for us to find a place of peace and calm where you refresh our souls. Thank you for Bree, God. Thank you for the work that she does with so many who are in places of concern and trembling, I would say. God, would you continue to be her wisdom and her peace? Fill her with your love day after day as she seeks to show your love to many. Thank you, God, that you journey with us in each one of our stories. May we breathe you in. And then as we breathe you out, may we extend your love and your grace to those around us. Amen.
Thank you, Bree and Catherine, for leading us in that. And as we feel this sense of peace, we also think about going from this place and bringing that peace with us wherever we go. The next song we sang at the very end of the year last year, and we'll You're invited to stand and sing along. Lord, make us instruments of your peace.
Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Walls of pride and prejudice shall cease. Of peace. Where there is hatred, we will sow his love. Where there is injury, we will never judge. Where there is striving, we will speak his peace to the people crying for relief. Instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Walls of pride and prejudice shall cease. When we are your instruments of peace. Where there is blindness, we will pray for sight. Where there is darkness, we will shine his light. Where there is sadness, we will bear their grief to the millions crying for release. We will be his instruments of peace. Instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Walls of pride and prejudice shall cease. When we are your instruments of instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let your love increase. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Walls of pride and prejudice shall cease. When we are your instruments of peace. Instruments of peace. When we are your instruments of peace.
If you would like prayer this morning, Doris will be up front. And please don't leave if a time of prayer would be something that your soul desires this morning. And I hope you'll join us for a time of refreshments as well. Just leave you with this benediction. Go into your week with assurance, hope, and promise. May God's grace rest upon you. May God's love embrace you. And may the transforming power of the breath of life help, strengthen, and surprise you. Go in God's peace. Amen.